steroids was pretty fruity. But so was everyone in the early 70s, when we were all blowing away in spaciest clothes and platform shoes, glitter eyeshadow, searching for glad rags in thrift stores and emulating our movies that we watch on the Late Late Show or in revival houses. Does anyone remember revival houses? Oh, it was an exciting, screwed-up time to be alive. Life was to be lived like a Ken Russell movie or a Capizio ad ripped from the pages of After Dark magazine. Divine decadence, darling. Sex, sex, and more unsafe sex. Boys with girls, girls with boys, boys with boys, girls with girls, girls and boys and boys and girls and boys and girls and boys and girls and the occasional piece of overripe fruit. And we'd wash it all down with a couple of Quaaludes and some Boone's Farm strawberry wine. And your bride was in the middle of it all. Well, not in the middle of it all with my glam rock hillbilly hippie friends in West Virginia, but in the middle of his own scene. He created the scene. But where? Where did he come from? They say, from a strange place called King of Prussia. And they said he was AWOL from the army. There seems to be some discharge papers that listed him as Sergeant Bruce Campbell. Well, somehow he made his way into the L.A. cast of Hair, where he played Woof. Then he made his way to New York City, where his virtuoso piano playing caught the attention of entrepreneur Jerry Brandt. Now, where the money came from, no one knew, but there was a lot of it. Limos, hotel rooms, billboards all over Manhattan. For a while there, Joe Bryth's face was on every bus, every billboard. He was like Angeline, but with talent. Sadly, the record didn't do well, and the backlash was severe. You see, Brandt tried to do for Jobriath what Tony DeFries did for Bowie. Both got totally screwed, but only one ended up a superstar.